New heading, Global Seismic Shifts. As we move now to seek a deeper understanding of the organizational challenge, I invite you to consider seven seismic shifts that characterize the new knowledge worker age. In them, you will find the context of today's workplace and landscape, and of your personal challenges. First, the globalization of markets and technologies. New technologies are transforming most local, regional, and national markets into global markets without borders. Second, the emergence of universal connectivity. In the book Blown to Bits, Evans and Worcester state, quote, "The narrow, hardwired, and proprietary communication channels that bound people or companies together have become obsolete almost overnight. And with them, the very business structures that created or exploited those channels have also become obsolete. In short, the glue that has traditionally held all of our economic activities together is rapidly melting in the heat of universal connectivity. And this will separate the flow of information from the flow of things for the first time in history." Close quote. Third, the democratization of information and expectations. No one manages the internet. It is a sea change of global proportion. For the first time in history, the pure voice of the human spirit rings out in millions of unedited conversations unfettered by borders. Real-time information drives expectations and social will, which ultimately drive the political will that impacts every person. Fourth, an exponential increase in competition. The internet and satellite technologies make anybody who is hooked up a potential competitor and a potential customer. Organizations must constantly develop better ways of competing against lower labor prices, lower material costs, faster innovation, greater efficiency, and higher quality. The forces of free enterprise and competition are driving quality up, driving costs down, and driving increased speed and flexibility in order to do the job the customer has hired us to do. No one can afford to simply benchmark against competitors or even so-called excellence. We must benchmark against world-class. Fifth, the movement of wealth creation from financial capital to intellectual and social capital. The wealth creation movement has gone from money to people, from financial capital to the summary notion of human capital, both intellectual and social, which includes all dimensions. In fact, more than two-thirds of the value added to today's products come from knowledge work. 20 years ago, it was less than one-third. Sixth, free agency. People are becoming more and more informed, aware, and conscious of options and alternatives than ever before. The employment market is turning into a free agent market, and people have more and more awareness of choices. Knowledge workers will resist management efforts to label them, and they are increasingly determined to brand themselves. Seven, permanent whitewater. We live in a constant, churning, changing environment. In turbulent whitewater, every single person must have something inside them that guides their decisions. They must independently understand the purpose and guiding principles of the team or organization. If you try to manage them, they won't even hear you. The noise, the roar, the immediacy and urgency of all the dynamic challenges they face will simply be too great. Now let's see a little film on this whole idea of permanent whitewater. This short, engaging video that describes the whitewater conditions and complexity we now live in contrasts the past and the present and points to three constants that never change, that we can rely on in dealing with the challenges you'll learn more of in this chapter. Listen very carefully as you view this film for those three constants. Now insert the DVD into your DVD player and select Permanent Whitewater.